But the best news that I see each day is when we look at the number of folks that have passed away from this, and those numbers have remained quite small. Zero for several days, one or two across the state, but hopefully that trend will continue, because that's always been the primary concern. We don't want to overwhelm our healthcare systems, and that has not happened. I think we're going to continue to see numbers until this thing goes away.
Indeed, we are, but boy, I tell you what, the folks passing away, those numbers drastically going down, that is that is a relief. Now, we don't have a city council this week, but we do have the budget done.
Finally, the budget, in the midst of all of the virus concerns, and a tremendous amount of work went into that by staff, council, by everyone, and in the middle of all of that, we had that responsibility under the Constitution of our state to have a balanced budget. And we did accomplish that. I think we did a good job. We anticipate perhaps revenues to be down. I think that's only reasonable under the circumstances. But we've managed to accomplish that balanced budget. It's mandated that that be sent into the state for approval so that we can start our new year July 1st. We are done with that, so there was really no need to have a council meeting this week as we might have.
Very good. Very good. Now, with the budget, that seems like a process that just... takes forever, but it has to be done, and it's more than just a good idea. It's the law.
It is the law, and there's a tremendous amount of detail, but when have an operation the size of the city with hundreds of employees and millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, which we always remember, it's critical that we budget to cover the appropriate services, but not to be frivolous, not to waste money, and obviously I don't believe that we've done that. We've factored in a decrease in revenue and still provide the services that everyone wants and needs.
Very good. We had a couple of marches what, last weekend or 2 weekends ago?
Almost two.
Yeah, two of them. I was in one of them covering that. I will tell you that the Bartlesville summer weather was very much in play, but we had a good crowd, and it seemed like, you know, it went along very, very well. I was not aware of any problems.
The people that I heard from said that it went very well. The folks that had something to say were able to say it, which they should be able to do.
Sure, First Amendment right.
We have this thing called the right to peaceable assembly. They worked with the city. They worked with law enforcement. They were very forthcoming and asked for help and support. And I think that the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, everyone worked with them to provide a safe environment where people could come out, join together, express themselves, and then be able to march and do that in a peaceable manner. It seemed to go really well, and I've heard good things about it. Everyone, it was hot. That part was beyond our control. But there was plenty of water to stay hydrated. Some folks that perhaps were unable to do quite as much as they might have hoped were provided transportation so that they could get back to a safe place. And it seemed to all come off and do quite well, and which is indicative of what we would hope for and expect in Bartlesville.
Indeed. You know, there were some folks a little apprehensive, thinking, oh, my gosh, what have I seen on TV? Is that going to be replicated here? And it didn't. And it really didn't in true Bartlesville fashion.
The people came out. They said what they wanted to say, but they did it as friends and neighbors, as we would expect. And that's a good thing. It's a constitutional right, as you mentioned.
Well, I think people might have learned a little bit from each other on that one.
Yep.
Now, let's see. We've got some landscape projects that are set to get underway rather quickly.
There is. It's summertime, and that's when you do paving. That's when you do landscaping. It's when you do so many things. Downtown, which has been a focal point for many, many years, many downtowns across the nation, across our state, have suffered over the decades. And Bartlesville has put a lot of effort, both with the city government and with the private property owners and investors. And we're going to continue that. Downtown overlays, where they go in all of the streets. Now, they're not going to do Adams or Hensley. Those are U.S. and state highways. We've already got a plan for Frank Phillips that's been done. But all of those downtown streets are going to have the mill and overlay, new striping, and along with that, the rest of the landscaping. We'd already done Second Street. There had already been some areas where the landscaping had been upgraded. This will take the rest of those areas. It will eliminate some planters. I know when my business was downtown, I like trees. But
who doesn't?
When you put up signage on the front of your building, which is what you operate for a business, and then these beautiful trees cover it, and you can't see those businesses, you have a contest there that is difficult. So there will be some adjustments, also to make it more manageable in terms of maintenance. And I think overall the downtown will continue to improve and flourish.
I think so too. The plan looks good. The plan really looks good. Now, I like the way that western part of Frank Phillips was taken care of. That's the smoothest piece of pavement you're going to find in the state right now.
We will never get all the streets done, and the streets, as we've seen in our last bond issue proposals and things, in the budget for the coming year, streets consume a significant amount of our resources, but we have a lot of streets, a little over 500 lane miles in Bartlesville, so we're always going to be working on streets. Frank Phillips, one of our primary arterials, has needed some attention, and now it's getting it.
Looking good. I can't wait till it all comes together. And, the thing, too, is that the green space, you know, that just popped a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
What a beautiful thing that is.
Construction is an interesting thing. You look at it, and it's torn up, and it's like, this is ugly, and it's just out of kilter with everything. Then all of a sudden, in that last week or two, all the pieces, the pretty parts come in, and the landscaping is put down and all the decoration. And it has been used extensively. I've been by several times, and there's someone there just about every afternoon.
Well, and it's going to be that way until, no more.
Right.
So
it's just
one of those things that's a good piece of work. A lot of great community partnerships to help forge that.
A lot of private-public partnerships. A lot of people stepped up and gave of themselves, but also gave of finances to help us do more than we would have been able to do alone. So it has worked out well. I think it will continue to be it's a focal point in the community.
Nice welcoming card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Trash, boy, I tell you what, that gets people's attention, doesn't it?
That and streets.
That and streets and where's my trash?
That's right.
New trash trucks, and I understand we got 5 brand new ones.
We did. We got 5 new trucks. It's hard to believe, but it had been 7 years or more since we'd initially brought in those first trucks, and things wear out. They work 4 days a week. They cover all of Bartlesville, picking up everyone's trash, and they've done a great job. The new trucks have had improvements, obviously, in that period of time, and changes. The improvements have created some confusion, but they need more space. And I've had people said, well, the city is new ordinances, new rules, and there are no new rules. It's just the old trucks were a little more forgiving, and so the drivers didn't always worry too much. The new trucks, we need those containers to be about 5 feet apart so that mechanism can go out and grab and then pull back and empty. We also want them to be away from cars, telephone poles that would interfere. If you have yard debris, you want it in that area, but a 5-foot spacing. So that has become more important, so the drivers are beginning to enforce that more. You may see a sticker on your trash can that said you really need to start doing this correctly. We don't see it a lot, but people, for some reason, will set their can backwards. And although the machine can pick it up backwards, when it goes up and the lid falls open, the trash doesn't go in and then it goes out in the street, and that creates a whole other problem. So you want the wheels to be to the curb or toward your house. And that way, when it tips up, the lid falls open and everything works normally. The second thing is that because these new machines, I think, are more, they operate more smoothly, when they put it down, instead of flapping it down and the lid would always fall open, so you could say, oh, my trash can's been emptied because the lid's open. Well, okay, but the new ones may put it back down with the lid closed because they close more smoothly.
Yeah.
And because of that, people would look out and say, they missed my trash. They never walked out and actually lifted the lid and looked in there and said, oh,
it's
gone.
Easier to pick up the phone, Mayor. You know that.
So we want people to be aware of the new system. The ordinances are the same as they were originally, but now we're going to have to enforce those a little more stringently.
We're talking with Mayor Copeland here. Pools. Everybody wants to take a dip and beat the heat.
Hot and dry.
And I said plural.
Yes.
Pools, plural.
We started with Frontier. Obviously, we're behind the curve a bit. They would begin. The YMCA operates those pool facilities for us and does a great job. They would begin to plan quite early for those to open as schools let out around Memorial Day. This year, with our virus concerns and all of the things that we were dealing with there, that didn't happen as it might have. So we're playing catch-up. They elected to go with Frontier Pool first. It has opened, and I understand has had a great response, great turnouts. The next was to look at Sooner Pool. Although the splash pad has opened, I think the biggest challenge they're having there is, where do we get these lifeguards? In a swimming pool, those are kind of important pieces of the puzzle. And so to get enough quality trained lifeguards this late in the game, because normally you're talking high school or college kids that are looking for a summer job. So I know Robert Phillips at the Y and the city staff have been working to try and get that piece of the puzzle put together so that we can continue to provide those normal summer services in this heat.
Very good. All right. Now we've got these things. Keep your I hear Sammy Davis with the Beretta theme. Keep your eye on that show. But we've got to make way for our two-wheeled friends, non-motorized.
Like the trash service, that's not new.
Uh-huh.
I think that being made aware of it may be new, but the bicycles have a right to use the roadways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're required to follow the same rules of the road that a vehicle would, a motorcycle, mm-hmm. a truck, a car. Obviously, they're a little more vulnerable riding a bicycle than the others are.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever ridden motorcycles, you feel that same vulnerability.
Oh, yeah.
But they perhaps can't get up to 50 miles an hour and those things. So what has happened, there's been an increased call for a number of years, but just recently we've begun to take action to mark out specific bike lanes. There's a map of what we would like to see across the city that perhaps not every street,
mm-hmm.
but certain streets to get from one place to another. I think if we couple that with Pathfinder, that the two together will work quite well. But people are seeing these new, they're called Sharrows.
Yeah.
And it, West Frank Phillips, you mentioned that had been redone. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful stretch of road now. It has those Sharrows, those outside lanes that are marked. It really simply means that this is the preferred location for bicyclists to ride. It not only indicates to the bicycle riders where they ought to be, it indicates to the motorist who are sharing the roadway that this is where you could expect to see a bicyclist. And it provides some direction. It doesn't change the rules. They've always had a right to the roadway, but hopefully it will increase safety.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. Now we've got portions of Pathfinder just right down the road here.
Yes.
Been working hard on it in that heat. I've been feeling for those guys and gals.
I came by there just a bit ago.
Uh-huh.
They're now doing the dirt work along the side. They've mm-hmm. laid down the new smooth Pathfinder, much like the Frank Phillips roadway.
Uh-huh.
Will be nice. And then putting in the dirt to grade up to it and putting some sod down. As they finish that stretch from here just east of this radio station out to Silver Lake, they're at the soccer fields,
mm-hmm.
they will begin working, I think they already have begun working, on the section that goes south along Silver Lake and then north of Lee Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Get all of that upgraded and brought back up to spec. There's a lot of work this year on the Pathfinder. There's another section from Highway 75 there about Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. Eastland Shopping Center, around south of Eastland, and then over on Brookline, and then up, it'll go up Greystone and across over to Will Rogers, the old Will Rogers School, that will tie into the rest of it. So there'll be another connection to get from Will Rogers School location on Frank Phillips around Long John Silver's, Chick-fil-A, and then mm-hmm. hook up to the section that they're working on that comes across by Lee Lake.
Super. Now, also the new skate park is underway. Mm-hmm. Where's this going to be?
They're moving dirt. You see a lot of equipment. If you look, when we say soccer fields, we have several, but
yeah,
what we call the Daniels soccer fields. But I find that people more nearly identify it when I tell them it's the cricket pitch, because we only have one cricket pitch.
One, and it's a good one.
It's a good one. So the Daniels soccer field / cricket pitch, they're just north of Lowe's on Silver Lake. On the south side of the parking lot in that area is where they're going to put this new, fairly large, mm-hmm. nice skate park that will have, and I'm not being a skater myself, mm-hmm. but it'll have a number of different features that folks would find very attractive and challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be built in, hopefully get done here in the next several months.
Mm-hmm.
That will involve also some road work tying in, which was part of the original vision from the Cooper Dog Bark Park and around and over to connect into the light there at Silver Lake Village.
Very good. We have some boards and committees, openings to sit on those boards.
We do. We always encourage people. We need folks to step up and say, I'd like to learn more about my city. I would like to learn to help. I'd like to have some input. Who makes these decisions? And although the city council may ultimately be responsible, there's so many committees, 270-some people, that sit on committees that decide everything from parks to streets to the Community Center Trust to the Development Authority, many, many more. So right now we have openings on the Community Center Trust Authority, on the Bartlesville Convention and Visitors Bureau Board, the City Planning Commission. If you want to learn about Bartlesville, the City Planning Commission is a great one. And the Construction and Fire Code Appeals Board. You can go to cityofbartlesville.org, get an application, complete it, turn it in, or you can fill one out and drop it by City Hall there on the second floor at the City Manager's office.
And now we got a kind of a biggie here. Water contract signing ceremony. This is something that's been a little bit in the making.
This has been around for a while. People that don't work with government regularly may or may not be aware. If you go way back, we talked about a long, hot, dry summer this year. Back 20-some, roughly 20 years ago, we had a summer that was so dry, in the winter too, you could almost walk across Hula Lake.
Ooh,
it
wow.
was that low.
Oh.
The levels were to the point that the city council of that time had discussed going into some pretty severe water rationing to get through it. And they became aware, I believe it was Mayor Locken at that time, started the Water Resources Board and said, what can we do to fix this and to keep it from happening again? If we want to go out and bring in a new business, we have to have water. If we want to grow and have more people move here, we have to have water. So there's so many things. At that time, they began working. Mayor Locken, Mayor Daniels, Mayor Gorman, and a lot of other people have worked diligently for 18 years. And there's been a lot of twists and turns in the road. Recently, Senator Inhofe was able to get language in a, what we call a WERDA bill, a Water Resource Development Act, through Congress that allowed us to get water at a rate we could afford. We could always get access to the Copan reservoir capacity, but the pricing was just 20-fold more than we were going to be able to afford. We could not ask the local citizens to pay that kind of a price. And with Senator Inhofe's help and leadership, we were able to get a contract that we will Friday morning at 8:30 at the Tower Center. We will have, if the weather cooperates, which it looks like it's going to be dry, we will have a signing ceremony. Senator Inhofe will be here and a lot of other people to bring to completion, I think, this long, almost two-decade effort. Getting access to the Copan Reservoir, plus Gila, which we already have, plus the water reuse that we're working on, we believe will secure Bartlesville's water future for perhaps 50 years or more. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. That starts at 8:30.
Yes, sir.
All right. And remember to vote.
You bet. We hear so much, we see so much on the news, the media, and that can be good, but I don't think people fully appreciate the power that each one of us has, but it's only a power if we use it, and that would be to get up and go to the polls. Some people have already voted by absentee, and that's good, but if you haven't, go to the polls and make a decision so that you have a voice in who is elected to do these jobs that are so important. June the 30th, at the polls. I know that I've talked with the election board. They put forth great effort getting ready for that, the buildings will be sanitized, all the things that are necessary. We'll be putting down markers for spacing. So it may be a little unusual if you voted before, but it's so important to vote.
It is. And it's easy, too. I will tell you this from a guy who moved from another state. It was easier for me to register to vote, and I'm still waiting on trying to get a dadgum license to drive. I mean, mine's legal, but it's from another state, and a Oklahoma license plate. Yeah. They want your firstborn and an order of fries or something like that.
It is important. I encourage everyone to take your time. We're all busy, but take that not a lot of time.
No, it doesn't take long at all.
Take your vote and have a voice.
Indeed. Mayor, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
On our Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.